Over the weekend, though, over 9,200 people got to the Bird Cage to watch the Sioux Falls Canaries take on Sioux City, and the Birds got the win yesterday. And the skipper on the day off joining us on the fan line, Steve Shirley. Hey, Skip, good afternoon.
Afternoon, fellas. How we doing?
Pretty good. I assume you've been around long enough, you don't really get too worried about how your team plays after just the first weekend of the season.
You'd be wrong. I get a little worried.
Yeah, really?
When I see things that are, when I see things that are troubling, I get a little worried. And I was, particularly the first couple nights, I think we've improved the last couple nights with the type of at-bats we're having and certain things that we're doing. But the first couple nights, I don't mind saying I was a little concerned.
Yeah, when I was watching, especially Friday night, Skip, it didn't seem like anybody was really getting any good contact and hitting the ball out of the infield, with the exception of J.P. Ramirez, who looked like he was squaring up the ball. And between that and the defense on Friday night, what was the most troubling thing that you saw with the first few games?
Oh, I don't think there was anything particular that was the most troubling. I think that I was just looking at, generally, we weren't playing good baseball, and that was troubling.
Because you've only had, though, just three games to prepare, you know the pitchers are always going to be ahead of the hitters this time of the year, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, what I'm looking for is a little bit, more the types of at-bats that we're having and, how you approach and the improvement that we're making. And like I said before, going through a 12-day spring training, all you're trying to do is see movement forward each day. As guys go out on the field every day, they improve, they get a little stronger, their timing gets a little better, their fielding technique gets a little better, because most of these guys aren't coming from being able to practice every day.
Mm-hmm.
So they come into this and they start to improve on a daily basis. When we got to the season and we played the first couple of games, I think I said this before, I was a little disappointed that I wasn't seeing that continued level of improvement. Now, the games after that, I was seeing some of that.
I know Steve Domeikis, Skip, defensively, there have been some balls that have gotten past him, and I know there was a play that played on Friday night where the ball, it looked like he had blocked the play, but he dropped the ball, and it seemed like things were not really going well for him. But with the home run yesterday, how much does that mean for him to just kind of get himself back? Because with this important, if he's going to be for you, to have something like that go right for him, how much does that mean for the ball club?
Oh, I think it means a lot. It means a lot to him also, because I think when you're going through a little bit of a thing like we're going through, everybody wants to make a contribution. Everybody wants to do something. All the guys are out there to try to win baseball games and try to do things for their team and their teammates. And, I think when you're able to step up and do something, you kind of take a deep breath, and I think it helps you a little bit.
For a guy that has been involved with professional baseball for many, many years, Tubbs and I were in a discussion right before we talked with you about when do you know a youngster is ready for the big time, whether it's someone who's from AAA Rochester and pitching for the Twins, or someone who's a rookie in the American Association and ready to pitch for you. How do you know if they're ready? Do you have any barometers?
Well, I think a little bit of it is stuff. I mean, if you're looking at pitchers, a little bit of it is stuff and what they have. When you're talking about a rookie getting ready to pitch in the American Association, you're talking about a different skill level than guy in Rochester looking to play in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
But there are similarities. I mean, a lot of times that rookie getting ready to play in the American Association will have similar type stuff, but we look for the same type of things as far as velocities, movements, rotations, consistency and delivery, being able to throw from the windup and the stretch. But when you're going from a AAA level to a major league level, there's a much, much higher level of consistency of command and being able to control not only the strike zone, but where you're throwing the ball and the level of consistency on the quality of your pitches is quite a bit different. You know, a guy coming into our league, a rookie coming into our league, he may have 6 out of 10, 5 out of 10, let's say, curveballs that are really good quality and the other ones aren't. The guy that's looking from AAA to the big leagues, you better be 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 of really good quality.
You know, big debate in baseball right now about possibly using more instant replay. You think that's ever going to happen? We're going to see more instant replay delegating the big plays in Major League Baseball?
I kind of hope not. You know, I guess a little bit of me is a little old-fashioned in that way. Plus, I think that because of TV advertising and other things that baseball games have started to take on a three-hour and 15-minute type quality where I think now if you start adding into the game, I guess the argument is always going to be made that you want to get the call right. But by the same token, I believe that baseball has a human element attached to it that creates, I don't know, for me it's important to have that human element in the game.
Is it a more pure sport than maybe football or basketball or something that goes to replays where there's more stoppages in play because you have these outside factors?
Could be. You know, I just hate to start thinking that every time something, you know, I mean, at what point, how far do we go with something like this? I mean, okay, if you want to get to a home run and call, say whether it's a home run or not a home run, okay, but are we going to start now? I mean, where do we go? What's the end result? We start to judge up in our strike zone or, I mean, if this guy slides into second base safe, then we're going to, you know, throw the red flag out and see if he was out. I mean, I don't know how far you want to take stuff like this.
Yeah, because because you got runners that are running at, and yeah, it's a mess. It could be a huge mess.
I just think that at some point, I mean, the human element is very much part of baseball. The umpires have always been a huge part of baseball. Players make mistakes on the field. I think that mistakes, you know, can and will be made by umpires. And I just think it's a part of the game.
Any changes to the roster today from the day off? Everybody's ready to go for St. Paul beginning tomorrow.
Yeah, at this point, we have no changes. I'd really like to see what this group of fellows can do. I do see improvements being made. I do like the pieces that we have, and I'm curious as to where we're going to go with this.
You go with Ben Moore tomorrow on the mound?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep. Ben's line the other day wasn't so good. Well, you know, 6 runs, 2 earned, and had a few strikeouts. But Ben was Ben, and we expect big things from him.
Well, I know your bullpen. We talked about maybe all the things that haven't worked well. I mean, your bullpen so far. You know, maybe you had to throw them a little bit more than you wanted to, but they've only given up 2 runs and almost 19 innings pitched. That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive, and I've been happy with them. You know, you have such a limited access to being able, again, it's not a complaint or an excuse. It's just 12 days. It's hard to really get to know guys in spring training, and you simply can't throw them every day. Their arms can't take that. So you maybe get to see them 2 or 3 times in spring training, and I got to tell you, I'm pleasingly surprised with everything that I've seen, not only from the bullpen, but the entire pitching staff I've been pleased with.
Hey, Skip, thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of the day off, and good luck against St. Paul beginning tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I look forward to our next visit.
You got it, Skip. There he goes. Steve Shirley, Sioux Falls Canaries.